Good morning, and thank you so much. So today I'm going to present the Lawndale Diabetes Program, but so I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm going to begin this session with a brief description of the Sinai Urban Health Institute, which is commonly known as SUHI, around in Chicago for the people who are outside from Chicago. Then I will touch upon the community health worker model, the diabetes burden in Chicago, and lastly talk about the diabetes interventions at SUHI. So Sinai Urban Health Institute, or SUHI, is a part of the Sinai Health System in Chicago that has two safety net hospitals, the Mount Sinai Hospital and the Holy Cross Hospital. And we serve the low-income ethnic minority communities in the west side of Chicago. And our populations are primarily African American and the Latinos. So SUHI was founded in the year 2000, and currently it has about 40 staff members. Our epidemiologists conduct a lot of social research and in different disease areas, and all our projects are grant-funded. The vision of SUHI is to serve as a leading open health research institute for eliminating health disparities, and its mission is to develop and implement effective approaches that improve the health of urban communities through data-driven research, interventions, evaluation, and community engagement. At SUHI, we follow this model that it is called the Sinai model to eliminate health disparities. So essentially what we do here is that we implement a program in the communities, we collect the data, analyze it, and we interpret the findings and find out the key issues that affect the communities that we serve. And then we disseminate those results in the communities to the community partnerships, to the community partners, and to different individuals of the academia. And together with the communities, we develop more interventions. And we also obtain funding for those interventions and implement them to determine their effectiveness and their sustainability. So as I move along with my talk today, this model will be more and more evident to you. Now, coming to the community health worker model very briefly, we all know that CHWs are an integral part to eliminating health disparities, and they act as liaisons between the community residents and the health professionals. They provide health education, assist in navigating the health system, and they connect the residents with the primary care. SUHI is a leading expert in the CHW model because we provide a lot of resources and trainings to the community health workers, and we help organizations train their community health workers. We have successfully implemented several CHW interventions at SUHI in the areas of asthma, both children and adults, breast cancer navigation programs, and of course, diabetes. Now, coming to the burden of diabetes in Chicago, the prevalence for diabetes in Chicago in 2007 to 2009, according to the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey, was 9.4%. Around the same time, the federal rates were about 8%, and the state of Illinois had a prevalence rate of about 8.5%. So we know that Chicago has a higher prevalence rate. In addition to this, this is data from the Chicago Department of Public Health, which is on the diabetes mortality data, and it shows that the mortality rates are very different in different parts of the city, and the communities that we serve in, that is the areas where Mount Sinai Hospital and Holy Cross are located, have a very high rate of diabetes mortality, which ranges between 30.1 to 41.2% death per 100,000 population. So these data spurred SUHI to start with its diabetes intervention programs, and it started with the Block by Block North Lawndale Diabetes Community Action Project in 2010, and later it was the Lawndale Diabetes Project. So I would like to give a brief overview of the Block by Block program, as this was the foundation to the later Lawndale Diabetes Project. So Block by Block was funded by NIH. SUHI received $1 million of funding from NIH to conduct the study. The purpose was to identify individuals who had type 2 diabetes and also identify individuals who were at multiple risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes. And At large, the purpose was to engage the community in talking about diabetes and acting together to find solutions. The main issues that were addressed by Block by Block were food access, environmental safety, increasing physical activity, and neighborhood cohesion. Its aim was to reduce A1C levels by 0.5% among individuals with diabetes. So the intervention was a door-to-door strategy. So what the community health workers did was that they visited individual households and they knocked at every door and asked the individuals, "Are you diabetic?" If they responded as yes, they were enrolled into the education part of the program. And if they said no, then they were further screened using the American Diabetes Association Risk Assessment Survey, and it was determined whether they were at high risk or at low risk for diabetes. If they were found to be at high risk, they were referred to a primary care doctor at Sinai for free so that they could be further evaluated. Now, for the people who self-identified as diabetics, the community health workers provided an intensive lifestyle education to them that was based on the National Diabetes Program and helped the individuals create action plans. In addition, free resources were provided to these individuals, such as cooking classes and self-management training classes. Partnerships were held with the local grocery stores and churches to impart education. So, results. Over 1 year, 2,500 households were reached and 1,194 surveys were conducted. 348 individuals identified as type 2 diabetes, and another 307 individuals were identified as at risk for diabetes. The age-adjusted community prevalence for diabetes was found to be 27.5%, which was way above the national, state, or the city averages. So, we also found that 30.1% of the people who were in the study had reduced their A1C levels by at least 5%. So based on these data, we started the Lawndale Diabetes Project called LDP, and the program was extended with the same model to our communities in South Lawndale that were primarily Hispanic. So at this time, the project was funded by the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. And over the 4 years that the project had been running, we received more than $2 million in funds. So it had the same model to identify and help individuals with type 2 diabetes in the communities of North and South Lawndale, with the aim to reduce the A1C levels by 5.5%. So this project was done in two phases. In phase one, we identified the individuals with diabetes at risk and low risk, the same model that we used in Block by Block, and the follow-up visit was at 1 year. But phase two was slightly different. The individuals who were identified as with diabetes in phase one were only followed during this phase, and they were provided with two education sessions over the year instead of one. And they also received wellness calls over telephone that were just to check in about how they were doing and if they had additional needs. So now I'm going to talk about the LDP in a little more detail. So the goal, as I mentioned earlier, was to reduce the impact of diabetes through a multi-level strategy in North and South Lawndale, using the same door-to-door strategy and to identify new high-risk, low-risk, and individuals with diabetes. We excluded the people who were already into the Block by Block. These were all new patients. The intervention components were very similar. It consisted of the intensive diabetes lifestyle modification education and free resources in the form of learning circle classes, walking clubs, and cooking classes. Data collection was done at baseline and 12 months follow-up. The primary outcome measure was a reduction in A1C by 0.5%. The CHWs conducted the A1C tests by using point of care testing with A1C kits. The secondary outcomes that were measured were the reduction in body mass index, systolic blood pressure, depression, and increase in perceived social support, diabetes-related knowledge, self-care activities, and medication adherence. Height was self-reported, but weight was measured, and for the other variables, we used validated instruments. analysis. We conducted descriptive statistics and adjusted odd ratios and paired t-tests. So at baseline, 2,160 individuals completed baseline home visits. 21% were self-identified as with diabetes and 24% were found to be at risk for diabetes. The mean age of all participants was 46 years, mostly female, and living in North Lawndale, and majority had not completed any post-secondary education. The diabetes risk increased substantially with age. Individuals above 60 years had higher odds of being a diabetic versus low risk compared to those who were less than 40 years. In addition, living in North Lawndale, having high systolic blood pressure at baseline or high BMI at baseline were associated with increased odds of diabetes versus being low risk. So looking at the changes from baseline to follow up, we found that there was a decrease by 0.5% in the A1C levels, which was significant. In addition, there was an increase in diabetes-related knowledge scores. Medication adherence improved. Depression scores declined. And there was also improvement in family support, some increase in diet, frequency of blood sugar testing, and foot care. So, we had achieved the primary aim to reduce A1C levels among the participants. We believe that CHWs were a vital part to achieving this goal. We also understand that the CHWs can help underserved areas where individuals lack the resources to go to a doctor to seek care. And CHWs are able to close the gap on potential language barriers. Having a bilingual CHW for the Latino population was very beneficial. Lessons learned. So what we learned was that there were significant barriers in terms of transportation costs, lack of information, access to care, and there were several personal or home issues. There was social stigma around diabetes. Covering costs for primary care was a burden for most participants. Primary care planning and care coordination within the health system was inadequate. Patients had inappropriate and outdated medicines, and they were often non-compliant with their medicines. Depression and a sense of helplessness was very common. We had certain limitations. Well, this was not an experimental design, so it's not generalizable to the whole population. High staff turnover within SUHI affected the program implementation. And we had limited tracking of individuals who received referrals for the resources. As I mentioned that we had offered the participants a lot of free resources that they could avail, but we don't know if they actually avail them. So we recently received funding for another study. We completed the LTP phase 2 in August this year, and now we are ready to begin our next study. That is also funded by Blue Cross, and it is called the CHAMP, Controlling Hypoglycemia Among Minority Populations, and it is a randomized controlled trial of two diabetes interventions for underserved communities. It will target individuals with severe hypoglycemia, that is A1C levels 9 and above. The participants will be randomized in three groups, a CHW education group, a cell phone text message group, and the control group receiving usual care. And this research will test the efficacy of the two interventions at reducing uncontrolled hypoglycemia and also test its cost effectiveness. I would like to thank the Lawndale Diabetes Project team and Blue Cross of Hunters. Thank you. Questions are for the end.